kill my mom.
You can talk about how you want to kill your mom. That's okay.
Does D-Live accept that? Is that a right of
It's just
D-Live?
angsty teenager dumb.
Then. I got
Apparently,
a sugar.
I can upload to BitChute, so that's
Oh.
good news.
Ooh.
Ooh. All right. Streaming Kabbalah special right now.
Right, link me to the
It's
Twitter.
literally the same one as yesterday.
What do you mean?
There's a document.
Why can't I hear anything?
We're gonna order a burger today?
Oh, I see. Probably not. My sound, it's fucking sending sound through my monitor for some reason. Disable. There we go.
I'm gonna order another burger today.
What's up, guys? What's up, Metal Slug?
This time we're gonna have to. I don't
Master
know how we're
Matthew?
gonna do it. It would have to, like, so if you would have to put money in your PayPal.
No, wait. I will figure this out and then we will
Yeah,
discuss
I mean, I
that.
can send money to your PayPal. We're gonna figure out how to order a burger, Victor.
Yes, we are. That's a necessary thing. I was trying to use Uber Eats because apparently they accept it, but like I can't for some reason. I guess it's because like my Apple Store is set to United States, and when I download it, it just gives me the option of giving it American number. I can give my Brazilian shitty one.
Let's
No,
see if everything's
because.
griefed because I was informed by one of our loyal patrons that shit got griefed. So I hope the church didn't get taken down. My house is still up. Thank God the church is still there. Because that took a while to build. Ooh, who built that? It's like a greenhouse. Someone put melons all over my church. But that's about it. Perfect. There's still
Sorry,
nobody patched up the fucking bombing place, and there's just I'm gonna avoid that swastika because trying to stay on good terms with my school right now. It's probably best if you guys don't build swastikas on my Minecraft server. Yeah.
definitely do not build swastikas.
Definitely do not do that because that's I definitely don't want you to do that. My next upload will be by the end of this month on Patreon and BitChute. By June
What?
13th, it'll be on YouTube. I think my school is incentivizing me to do a boycott of YouTube. I think it would be wise if we upload shit on BitChute before we do YouTube to say fuck Susan. Because if we don't start going on BitChute, who will? Like, is PewDiePie gonna do that? Like, unless PewDiePie does that, you know, nobody's gonna come on. It's gonna take people like us that jump on there.
They are saying it's lagging, Sophia.
How do I fix that? Dropping mad frames, kid. Dropping mad frames as in the game? Because
As
that.
in you're lagging.
In the game or is the actual stream, like, bitrate fucking up? Because I know my frames in the game is not that great right now.
Yeah, I think it's in the game.
But that's not too much of a problem.
Or is it on the stream? I don't know. It's the game. Okay.
I think most houses that weren't claimed got destroyed. See, mine, I was able to claim my house. I don't think I hold claim over the land on the church. The stream is fine. That's good. Okay. Alright, so what are we building today, I guess? Because I got a church. I guess I'll just take the melons out. What is melons? You pickaxe them?
I'll be giving a nigga an interview in 3 minutes.
Huh?
Some nigga, like, message me on Twitter. Say, hey, you wanna give an interview? Like, alright.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay. Good. Where will it be at?
I don't know.
My inventory is full of shit. And piss. Careful not to hit any real blocks. I'm fucking my shit up. What's up with you guys? It's a bit cancerous question, but can somebody tell me what mods are used on a server? We have like, well, Victor made the mod pack. I don't even know what mods are on it. I need to put some shit away into my house.
Yeah, today my friend Alex sent me this cursed videos tweet. Where, like, they put a clip of TITP there.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
And it was specifically the clip that I put, like, when I was making those, like, very often I would call with Ray, Sean, and their friends, which were Ethan and Vincent, I think. And I have, like, Ethan was, like, this fat-ass dude, and his head looked like a gourd, so we called him Gordo. And I put an image of him in the video, in TITP. And the clip with Gordo is on Cursed Videos right now. That's cool. Some nobody fat fuck from Pennsylvania is on Cursed Videos because of me.
That's funny.
Okay. Well, did Mac rebuild it or is it just fucked up? It's rotten flesh all the time in my inventory. Get out! Leave! Fuck this too. What do I want? Dirt. And I need some cobblestone. Yeah, that's proper. This is cool as fuck. Alright.
That's got cursed video.
Who's running it? Who's doing it? Do you guys know or not? You really gotta talk to put cheese on it to make sure you can claim all the land plots. Cause I don't actually own the server. my dog is loud. It's a retard.
Did D-Live change D-Zone?
Susan's probably the cert. Cool! Wouldn't trust her to fight by the rules.
Same Gerard? Victor?
Really? E. Michael Jones reached out to me? That's crazy.
Nah.
I forgot who E. Michael Jones is. Who's E. Michael Jones?
He is the guy who wrote Living Machines. Like the Catholic guy.
Michael.
Well, you know, like, You by Nobody TM, right?
Yeah.
That's the guy speaking in it. Do I have any... Let's see here. Where's all my dark oak? Yeah, I'm Catholic. He said he heard you been talking shit about Catholicism and he wants to fight you. I haven't been talking shit, I've been talking good.
Do you like kick to Alex Jones?
That doesn't sound right. All the black kids at school are moving to the alt school next year because of you, Mal. I'm moving to the alt school next year! That's funny!
You are a black kid.
Jesus. I made that decision before them, so they can't claim I'm coming to harass them. I got the records, faggots.
Yeah, you said it on stream.
Wait, does DLive not allow the F word? Whatever. I can't even be bothered.
They don't allow fuck?
No, the other. Oh, creeper! No! Why? How the fuck do creepers always spawn in my house? Stop! God damn, I can't go 1 second without being blown up. This is probably karma for... Actually, that's too obvious on my joke.
Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
I had thought of that.
God damn it, man. All every time. Get out of here. Leave me alone.
Alright, what do we gotta... What do we have to talk about?
Please.
Let's generate some conversation to entertain the audience.
Well, I won't... Just heads up, I won't be on YouTube till June 13th. That's the conditions. that I'm operating on. And the choice is out of my hands. So check me out on Patreon and BitChute. That's where I'll be. And someone on Twitter.
And on Z-Lay.
These cunts. I understand why people play on fucking peaceful mode. I'm not here to get blown up all day.
Just switch them.
It's a server. Play some torches, you big dumb idiot. Shut up. I'll play however I want to play. Just leave me alone.
I always play.
Get out of my house!
Monsters carry me.
It gives you too much anxiety. This is supposed to be autism therapy, and I'm...
The chat needs to suggest topics so we can talk about.
Yeah, ask whatever questions you want.
Is this a public or private server? It's private.
Stop! Are we on hard mode? No, stop!
I was gonna buy Minecraft yesterday, and then like
it might be just safer to go into the Nether for right now, so I can actually talk to the chat. There's too much shit going on right now. So, if leave the black students alone, let them grow up to be Neil Drass Tysons, you racist shit, racist skinhead. Oh, there's lava right below me. That's cool. Okay. Riku. Oh, my power fist is gone. Whatever.
What do you think of Tyler's new album?
We have some interesting... We have an interesting theory about it. That makes it way better. But at face value, the album is not good.
Text explanation of it.
D-Live for the kids.
Igor is a Trojan horse.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Gun swam 10, I suppose, but he built it all and I already have my own area.
Just have to wait until it's the daytime finally.
It's private.
It's private. You can't... All the slots are already taken on the Patreon. You can't get in. We might expand it. Yeah. Oh, I guess I got taken to Mac's place.
Don't.
Jesus, it really got griefed, huh? That sucks. Who griefed it? You gotta know. You gotta have an idea of some sort. Is Mac online? No. Just put cheese on it. Swam 10. This is rough.
We should play Civ later today.
We should. Haven't played Civ in a... hot minute. I went pretty hard on it in like October and November. Got bored of it, but I haven't played in a few months. Explain the Igor Trojan horse. Oh gosh.
That's a good name for it. It's the Trojan horse theory.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious what made you decide to get into traditional Christianity rather than this Peterson psychological perspective on it. Answer the man. Sophia!
Huh?
What are you... Are you listening to something?
Just Minecraft.
I'm curious, what made you decide to get into traditional Christianity rather than just Peterson's psychological perspective on it?
I don't know, what do you... What does that mean exactly? As in, like...
Because Peterson's, like, reading of Christianity that he puts forth is not the traditional Catholic. Well, what,
On Swam 10, we should get everyone to claim their areas because other houses have been ruined too.
Okay. Well, I'm out of land claims. Is there any way to expand the, or did you already expand my ability to claim land?
Zion recruit blue cheesy and info, yeah.
Hi, yeah.
Why?
Okay, so I can claim as much as I want. Okay, cool. I'll get back to the church during daytime then.
Why Catholicism instead of Peterson's psychological perspective? That's the question.
I don't know. It's hard to define. My instinctive answer is to say that Petersonism is insufficient. Fuck, that sucks. All my valuables got destroyed in the bombing of Israel.
Zion recruit blue cheesy and $11?
Traditional Christianity is orthodox, they don't follow the Pope. They're certainly okay, but I'm not sure they're good, they're as good as Catholicism at all. I don't think so.
Because Peterson is also like pro-abortion and has certain stances on, he's like a liberal, he said a lot of stuff that's like sounds even anarchist, but he's still like a liberal. It's weird. What the fuck is this?
The problem with Peterson is that he doesn't scale his ideas.
Mm-hmm. He has the right ideas and then but he doesn't apply them into the political framework at all.
He gets some stuff so right, mm-hmm. It's unbelievable.
Woo.
Some stuff he nails in the head, and but he doesn't remain consistent. I'm not sure he was pro-abortion.
Well, he admitted that it was wrong, but he... He said it was clearly wrong. He said it was clearly wrong, but he still think it should be a thing.
I want to remember when he talked about abortion, he said it was clearly wrong, but why is that even a phenomenon right now? Why are people even interested in that? Why is that a thing? Which, you know, he uses to pivot into sexual responsibility and what have you.
Alright, it's time to go back.
On Peterson. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's cool.
In plenty of topics. Pro-choice anarchists are painfully inconsistent. That's true.
Mm-hmm. It's weird. On all the political compass tests, if you say you're anti-abortion, that makes you less anarchist. It's like, huh? Same thing with, like, if you're not open borders. They have a lot of people have a really bad definition of, like, libertarianism.
Watch Jordan Peterson Dismantle documentary. I watched bits of it and it was exactly what I expected. I'm still not willing to, like, Peterson, that doesn't, like, oh, he's not consistent on the borders shit. He doesn't talk about Jews enough.
He's like, oh, he doesn't do exactly what I want him to do on some issues. That means everything he says is wrong.
Like, go on poll and look up Soph, and you're gonna see the same shit. Oh, Sophia doesn't talk about the Jews. She's controlled op.
Yeah, same shill shit.
Not that I think Peterson is politically, you know, sufficient, but he's certainly not fucking bad.
He has gotten a lot of psychoanalytical stuff right, and that is his area of expertise. So that's what's expected. People expect him to be a political person when that's not who he has stated. That's not what who he wants to be.
Ignore Peterson for political purposes. Literally, that's not his job.
Mm-hmm.
He's good at religion and he's good at psychology. Why are you people going to him for politics?
What's the command for land claim again?
Oh, I forgot.
Ah, shit. Jesus. Okay. Got it. Okay, got it.
Sophia.
Huh?
Check what? This out.
What's your name, Sophia? Sophia, check this out, Sophia. It destroyed my doorway.
Something's really wrong with her eyes.
Yeah. She looks so much like a Spurg. We are Spurs shit, so we can say it now.
Oh, Greta? Strike Russia for climate? Nah, she's cool. I spiritually resonate with Greta because, like, the shit she said about, like, making adults panic, that's about right.
Oh, yeah. D-Live did change their design for worse.
They did? I didn't notice anything.
For worse.
Why? The names are too bold. It's, like, too jarring.
Yeah, that is a problem. The names are huge. Peterson is a professed agnostic. Yeah, Peterson isn't perfect by any means, but he does a lot of good shit.
Yeah, certainly very helpful to both Victor and I. Shit.
People are so excited. There's a thread on Poll in which a guy is saying that, like, your comments are deactivated because you needed a safe space.
Jesus, people can't even do their research. Just retarded shills.
Yeah.
Peterson isn't even religious.
Whatever, fuck
it. You can learn things. Like, you can learn... Oh, I wouldn't say he's not religious. He's not a traditional Christian. But
well, he holds some beliefs that are inherently religious, whether some people want to admit them or not.
And you can learn things from people. You can learn things from people that do not practice those things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really useful. Peterson is helpful for man babies. Who isn't a man baby nowadays?
Mm-hmm. I don't get why it's like. I don't get the whole like dumb guy, smart person, whatever. Like, isn't it admirable to see people who have fucked up in their lives but want to change? Don't get it, man. I just don't get it. I don't understand. Like, kind of sounds like a Shaggy from Scooby Doo.
Does anyone else have the ability to use creative?
Oh yeah, and I gotta do this. What? Oh, I need to extend my claim to.
That's not that I'm comparing their importance as personalities, but that's like, you know, me using a Thomas Aquinas argument for libertarianism, and then somebody says, well, Thomas Aquinas didn't argue for libertarianism. Yeah, that's not the point. That's not what they do. A lot of politicians are going to talk about the specifics of a socio-political organization. And they shouldn't, because that's temporal. And temporal things are just that. They're temporal.
Fuck it.
But yeah, Jesus Christ was not going to make economic arguments, and Thomas Aquinas is not going to fucking talk about the nap. But you can still figure things out.
Oh yeah, and merch soon. For you guys who don't know.
Oh yeah, merch soon.
Get excited. It looks cool.
Oh, don't even talk about it. Gets me going.
Gotta gets me going, you know? Get a little sugar in me.
I'm a chill girl.
The Ready a Millionaire, and he sells his personality test for $15. There's demand for it, apparently. Good for him. What's wrong with profit?
What, are you a communist?
I got it. You make money.
He's being successful. Better. What a Jew.
You make money making people's lives better?
What, you Jewish or something?
Okay. What, are you Jewish?
Fucking, a lot of these guys are straight up communists. It's weird.
Legit. I've seen, like, I'm a neo-reactionary. Neo-reactionary guys going, like, say, like, objecting to the existence of property as a metaphysical truth.
Come on, dude.
If he actually wanted to help people, he would give it out for free.
How do you think he's supposed to survive? If he makes more money, he will expand his ability to do true charity later on.
Yeah. For him to be able to, like, amplify what he's doing, he needs money to, like, reinvest.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you base that on, if he actually wanted to help people? You define what is, no, actually wanted to help people. You are the definition of, you are the definer of charity. If he wants to help people, he has to meet my standards. Nah. You think he did the thing on his own? Like, that thing was made, the self-authorship program was made with the help of tons of people, not just Peterson. He's not the only one making a profit of that. So those people need to get paid. Those people are not getting, you know, $15,000 a month on Patreon. There's what, thousands of people doing the self-authorship?
Jesus Christ, Victor just got raped by his mother.
I got piece of cake.
Oh, that's nice.
Like, it's like what, thousands of people doing the self-authorship program? You think Peterson's helping all of those people individually? No, he's employing people. And those people need money. And he needs to pay those people. Therefore.
I'll just do these. These doors are more convenient anyways. Alright, how much glass do I have?
I got it. Victor, I got it figured out.
What?
The burger.
Do you know how to order a burger for Victor?
Uber Eats accepts PayPal.
Awesome, we gotta order Victor a burger on Uber Eats then. International Burger Ordering Association.
Can you send your PayPal shit right now, or should we do that later?
That's crazy.
Wait, my shit?
Yeah, your PayPal shit.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
Alright.
I kind of think that Holocaust denial is counterintuitive.
Yes, we have Uber Eats in Brazil.
Because I've seen recently, like, polls about, like, 50% of people don't even know what the Holocaust was. I think naturally people just forget and stop giving a fuck after a while. But if it does, like, if it ever, I don't think it's ever going to be, but to the minority of people who are actively saying, like, oh, the numbers are off. It's counterintuitive insofar as it gives the event importance that normal people don't give it anymore. if you go talk about the Holocaust with a random civilian, they don't even know anything about it.
Sophia,
mm-hmm.
I need your PayPal email.
Okay.
And your password.
Well, I'm not saying it's not important for Jews. Jews definitely give it a lot of importance, but the average person that they derive that importance from are generally, like, naturally stopping to care.
Can barely see my
shit. What, 60, 70 years ago? Yeah, precisely. Jews care about it, but...
Okay. You can delete that already.
Well, if you don't know about like a fucking hundreds of famines that happened and probably a few genocides. Why should we know about that? You don't have to even derive anything.
Jesus, who's farting so much?
Holy faith.
Yeah, it's totally.
It's almost like it only works as a shield as long as people care, and they naturally are stopping to care. The Holocaust myth would be a major blow to Jewish power. You're gonna die crazy on that, because I don't think.
Tell me when you've used it, then I'll delete it from the chat.
Okay.
Ooh, my frame rate jumped up.
Dismantling a myth. You know what's a major blow? It's a gun. You don't deliver a major blow by ideologically destabilizing someone.
Fork it.
Carefully explaining why the numbers are off doesn't really get you anywhere. It's taught in school, it's part of American education. Kids don't like learn about that at all. Like they hear about it, but they when they're 20, you ask them about it, they don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay, so here you're gonna get a text with a code.
Okay.
Security code.
Okay.
Like any other piece of history, they naturally stop giving a fuck about it. But yeah, it is a... They shouldn't be... Get rid of public schooling, come on. It's overdue. We've had public schooling for, what, 400 years? A little less, maybe? And it's a major failure. Just cut it out.
Alright, let me give you the code.
Yep.
We're gonna order Victor a burger on stream internationally. Check it out.
Also, gotta get to my house. Don't make your entire identity... Listen, I like you guys, but don't make your entire identity involved with your, like, political position. Kike Slammer 88 and Anarchy... Something was your name?
It's kind of gay, dude.
That shit is lame.
Mm-hmm. You're more than that. You're more than just a political pundit.
If you're gonna like sport a flag, do something cool. Like use a cool one. Like some fucking obscure flag from a burg.
The Mind Grinder.
500 years. Use a cool one. Anarchy mm-hmm. Austin. Anarchy Austin and Kike Slammer 88. Just come up with a cool name. Don't make your name your political thing. That shit is fucking strange.
Yeah?
Should I choose the way to pay to be from your bank account or from your credit card?
Can you just choose balance?
Yeah, that's your bank account, right?
No, PayPal has a balance of itself. Just choose the credit card.
Okay.
Black still stands out. No, it just makes people not want to talk to you.
Can you see the...
Everybody uses the Black Sun.
I will show you the options I have. I don't want to say
13-year-old girls use the Black Sun.
It's a pagan symbol, too.
Wait a sec. There
you
go.
Let's see. Really, they don't let you use just the balance? Just do the credit card.
Alright.
Kike Slammer 88 is an old meme. Yeah, it's an old meme, man.
Why it's not even original.
Why is your name an old meme?
What are you, like, 2014? Can you even spit on an internationally ordered stream burger.
The group is stronger than an individual. Look, it's the same misconceptions over and over. I was in poll a couple of days ago, and I saw something like, oh, ANCAPs believe there is no legitimate use of violence. No, you need legitimate use of violence to establish a society. Yeah. Keyword legitimate.
That's shit from the chat, Sophia.
Okay.
You just said my name and told me not to use the name. Dude, just name yourself Austin. Austin. Or come up with another name. Just come up with something cool. Don't have anarchy in your name. Fuck.
Victor? This is your street, right? Like your house number in your street?
Yeah.
Alright. It's very easy to remember.
But just beware of doing that shit. Don't let your political stuff consume you that much. Or consume your identity. Because it's kind of intuitive. Yeah. Your political position is put there in place to protect your identity. Why are you sacrificing it in order to protect it? It's kind of intuitive.
Mm-hmm. It's in place to preserve you and your principles.
Yeah.
Don't let it, consume your life in that way.
It's like locking your kid in the house to protect it from the outside, and your kid ends up getting fucked up from being inside too much, from not interacting with people. Kind of intuitive.
Yeah. I used to have one of those as my profile picture as well. It's not cool.
As a 13-year-old girl. 13-year-old girls are using the black sun.
I had it like this year because it was a thing. I stopped using Twitter for like legit the whole of 2017 and 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And I just let it be there. And then when I came back, when I came back to it, it was after the Brenton Terrence stuff,
mm-hmm.
and they like banned my profile picture. So it was like a point I had to have it there just because they banned it. I was gonna change it, but they banned it, and now I want it there.
Yeah.
So I edited it so it would be like a peach in the center of the black sun, so that their bots wouldn't get it. And I had that for like a while, and then I changed it because then it was alright. My point was made.
Well, I'll debate anyone on just about anything. The debate.
It's easy
is like
branding, but you're still branding yourself as like a political dude. You're still making your identity revolve around that.
The debate thing is something that bugs me, because it feels so bugged out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll debate you. Listen, public debates and. Mark my words, because I think this is about. This is very accurate. Public debates are entertainment.
Correct.
1 out of 100 public debates are anything that's actually like, holy shit, that's something new I didn't hear before. Public debates are. Like, they're either entertaining or boring, they're hardly ever enlightening. Because it's usually, it's gaming. It might as well be gaming. I'll debate. Dude, go talk to people one-on-one without anybody listening to you.
Victor, it's an avenue, right?
An avenue? I don't think so. It's a street. Anarchy Austin is just easy branding. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure it is. You could do better than that.
It's easy branding doesn't mean it's good branding. You can make a cooler brand than that.
Me too.
I can't help if you don't get
Check
the meme.
It out.
Oh, I don't get the meme. Kike Slammer 88. Oh, that's so complicated. I can't figure out.
Yeah, it's not on the nose at all. Who could decipher that one? That's so crypto. I can't even put my finger on it.
It's supposed to be an over-the-top wig nut. Yeah, I get it, but it's not funny.
Check it out, Victor.
If you did that in front of like, if you went to the DNC and you told people your name was Kai Slammer 88, then I'd find it funny because you're in a like, but you're in D Live, nobody's here. public debates need to make it back into public discourse. I think it's the opposite. They need to fucking they're too much in a public discourse right now. Otherwise, we just talk past each other, like Tommy Lauren. What makes you think that public debates aren't people talking past each other? Black Sun is my avatar. Well, good for you.
That's your choice, my guy. Fucking creepy.
Like, legit, it's
me.
Better for you to have a fucking anime picture than a Black Sun. At least it's like, it's more, it's more kind of plastic. Public debates are essentially masturbatory. Talk to people one-on-one, man. You have to think debates are done well. There is no way to do public debates, like, well. You know how you do public debates really well is you act like you're not doing a public debate. You act like you're doing a normal conversation.
Yeah, just having a conversation with somebody one-on-one.
But then the point is, it sounds like a normal conversation. The public aspect of it is always disgusting, like, power dynamics that don't get anything...
Like you know, both people at the end are just hate each other. Haven't made any concession on anything.
Public debates. It's such a recent, like, super artificial thing.
Jeez.
Victor, can you confirm the thing I sent on Discord? Just see if it is your address.
No, that's not my city.
What? What even? Oh, all right.
You put the capital in there.
The what?
On an avenue. Wait, you put the capital in my state.
Yeah. I think I just assumed you live there. You live there.
This is weird.
We just ordered food for someone else.
Debates rarely change people's minds. Talk individually to someone.
Yeah, expert creeper extermination.
Moderated debates are a good way to discuss things systematically. It's like, it's too much. Like, especially if you're going to debate something that's complicated, you're going to have to be sitting there for like 12 hours. That's not even tenable. In public debates, you only get to argue very superficial points. So it's only for entertainment. Because actually complicated things need, like, a lot of time to explain them and get through them. You're not gonna do that in, you're not gonna do that in an hour or two in a public debate.
I need to get this fueled.
It's right now, right?
Let me see. That's right.
Okay. You can delete it from the chat. Oh my god, get a hold of this. You can choose if you want to pick the food up outside or if you want them to just deliver it to your door and leave it there.
I think I've kind of been becoming more aware of what Charles was talking about, like moving beyond politics. I'm becoming more like aware of that. Even the words you're saying, the words that they get you to say, it's weakening. Whenever I feel tempted to discuss political minutia, I gotta go watch Charles.
Yeah.
Watch the Bonson-Stein debate. Oh yeah, that's the problem. That's the dichotomy. Either it's superficial, either it has a lot of people watching, it's superficial and it doesn't actually achieve anything, or it is like long-winded and explains a complicated idea and nobody knows about it. Like, it's public debates are never going to be like a that actually get through a complicated idea. They're never going to be a centerpiece cultural item.
Okay, it's all set up on Sophia's PayPal. Whenever you wanna order the burger, you can just tell me. Also, they give you the option if you want to pick the burger up when it arrives, or if you want them to leave it there, like on your doorstep. So you don't have to interact with anyone.
Yeah.
Not even with the delivery guy. Alright then. Oh, and there's also a note option. I can leave a note on your food.
A good moderated debate. This is the thing. The idea of moderation is such, like, it doesn't feel like a natural conversation.
Yeah, it's artificially controlling a conversation that's supposed to be between two people.
Yeah.
Figuring something out.
Moderator.
A moderator. It's like, what is this, a performance?
It is a performance. It's entertainment. That's what public debates are. Yeah, that it is for a display. Angry spittle-fleck speeches get your point across.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you can say anything, and like, you can say the dumbest shit in an angry speech, and people are gonna fucking rile behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Politics is more about rhetoric than ideas. Yeah, precisely. The political realm is such a scum cesspit. If you're interested in exploring ideas, like, write.
Think laterally. Jesus. Gaseous.
So tonight we're gonna order you a burger.
The truth is intuitive. It doesn't mean, you know, tons of books.
Your Discord server ID? Did you send
you
me
need
one?
Tons of books.
I'm talking about put cheese on it. I don't. Oh. It'd be announcements only so that no drama can go on or whatever the fuck. That's good. Yeah, is there a way to, like, lock off? There's no text channels. There's only an announcement channel that I can post on. And it would just be a place, like, if I ever got banned off
YouTube community.
I would let everybody know what's next.
I think
you can do that.
On the internet, autists care about political ideas. You only need tons of books to explain bad ideas, because the good ones, the truth is intuitive when something's good. Regular people care about what affects their life and what makes them feel good. Yeah, that's why left-wing populism and like wins out in any like political situation over time. Like you can get.
It's an inevitability.
You can get like. Fascism for like 15 years in a modern state, but the you know, out of a century, it's gonna be 15 years out of 100 years, it's gonna be, you know, strong right wing, and then 20 more years is gonna be very pussified right wing, and the rest.
Yeah, it works for a temporary period of time when you apply democracy to a homogenous monolithic culture, but over time. That culture dissolves, and the political disparities between people increase. The gap between them gets larger, so it's greater and greater disagreements, more conflict, and less happiness with the political decisions that are being made. It's harder to unify people who are so, like, have such great disparities. Did we hit a bedrock dead end? I guess so. I'm gonna have to. I've, like, already carved out so much land. I mean, how much more can I expand my plot? I'm running out of space on a 2 terabyte drive.
Any situation where you put somebody, like you give somebody the opportunity to exploit someone else, it eventually is gonna teeter out into tyranny.
Let me harvest all my crops as well.
Oh, well, what if the statesmen are like good and want to protect the people?
How is that ensured across time?
What makes you think that he's capable of that, and what makes you think that he's gonna stay that way?
They can always be influenced. I mean, these are people always talking about like lobbying and shit, like that. No, that's cancer. You have to off limits all communication. It would be strictly announcements.
The truth is less intuitive if God doesn't reveal it to us. Yeah, we depend on God. Anyway, if you're gonna wait for a Pinochet, you're gonna have a rough time when he's not around. Don't depend on Pinochet. Strong nation state requires constant struggle against an outside force. What about when the nation state is an intruding force against the people within it?
Last night we tried to order a burger for Victor, and we couldn't because it was coming out of like my parents' credit card, and of course but you need a Brazilian like tax registry number to buy anything. And of course, since my parents are not Brazilian citizens, they don't have that number. So we couldn't get him a burger. The Brazilian government prevented Victor from getting a burger with fries and a Coke last night.
Inches away from it.
He had a Coke in his hand. The delivery man had to wait like 30 minutes outside him with the rain, in the rain, because the manager lady wouldn't. She wanted to figure it out right then and there, not just give Victor his food and then figure it out online on call. And he ended up not getting his food.
Define internal. Who defines internal?
I talked to my father about that, about the CPF number. And he told me that there are actually a bunch of variants from that. So like the CPF is for people. And when you open a company, you have to have a TNPJ, which is like the company version of the CPF. And jeez, your car has something called a Renovan, which is a car equivalent to the CPF. And they use it to like know if you haven't paid your taxes. So like, if you have a car and you haven't paid like some weird tax, some weird like car tax, it makes your car registry like fucks up, and you can't sell it or do anything with it.
Fucking ridiculous.
And if they stop you on the streets, you go arrested. Like they get your car arrested, not you, just your car. They take your car away.
Constant struggle does not relegate it, does not limit itself to the nation state. It goes into the nation state and it splits the nation state apart whether you like it or not.
Enderman on top of my house. That's so awesome.
Shoot arrows at him.
I don't have any.
She's gonna reply to username like this. Abu 1488.
Abzu? Fucking hell.
Oh no.
Oh, I forgot Faith was here.
Yep.
Abzu.
Her brother.
She's just playing The Sims. She's noiding out.
Yeah, she is playing The Sims 4. Epic female style.
Yeah.
I need to build another redstone engine. Yes, I do.
What is it, on vacations or what? Nah, no vacation for me yet. It's only July.
It's reverse schedule with America. Winter, summer, and whatnot.
Yeah, we will have winter vacations in like a month.
At 8 p.m. Oh shit, what the fuck?
What? Bruh. Oh, I know how they're coming through. That makes sense. I'm retarded. I'm just gonna section this off for now.
Do you know what Uber Eats just notified me of? Oh, they dropped.
Oh god, what? What did they notify you of?
Oh, I wanted to tell it with Victor here, but he dropped. Oh, whatever. It's like, it's Burger Day.
That's insane.
For Uber Eats. And they are giving off like discounts on burgers.
Perfect. Then it's really meant to be, huh?
It is. It is. It's like the universe is aligning so we can get the perfect burger at the perfect price.
Ugh. You're sounding like a fucking advertisement right now.
Yeah.
perfect burger at the perfect price. Come down to.
You get what you pay for.
Come down to Don Calzone. Do I not have cobblestone? I hate my life. Please, leave me alone, please.
How's Bolsonaro doing? He's not probably doing much. Good. He's alright. He's not doing much though. He could have just invaded Congress, but he didn't. So, not good.
Oh, but you little shit.
He's no Trump, though. He's not cooking up. He made it so people who collect guns, like people who already have the permit to own guns because they're collectors, he made it so they can walk around with them. That's great.
No cobblestone anywhere. There we go.
Cheesy in it, but yes, server is all set up now.
Awesome.
Cheesy in it, Discord server asterisk.
That's good news. I gotta plant seeds here. I'll do it later. Bruh. Just that. No. No, stop! Okay. This is a pro- oh, fuck. Not right now. Alright, too many cunts. Not enough time. Not enough defense either. I'll read the chat in a second, wait.
They're just spamming gifts, like fucking.
I put my redstone in my fuck! Goddamn cunts outside my house all the time.
Like.
Damn, glow in the dark.
99% of the chat has like actual autism, like no Asperger's.
Oh yeah, we did autism tests last night. I thought I was Asperger's. Y'all are really got autism.
But we are Asperger's. They are autists. They're like full on autists. They're getting 35 on their autism score.
Mm-hmm. I only got a 29.
Yeah, I only got 28.
Are there paparazzi outside my house? Yo, zombies. What's up, put cheese? Why the hell is it, like, shooting shit out this way? This shouldn't even exist. I'm gonna block this off. So you can't do that. Just fucking go away. Too much shit.
Asperger's is like the perfect place to be at. Because you're not like full on autistic, but you're not like a normie. So me and Sophia
wouldn't want to be not retarded. That'd be so normie.
Yeah, like that would be so gay. Like that would make you such a normie.
Jesus Christ.
We gotta be autistic, but not too much. So Asperger's is where it's at. Me and Sophia, we are at the perfect place.
Is Victor taking a shit? I forget.
I think he's getting did it on.
I'm fine with Ricardo Millis on my chat. How do I get you on my channel? I don't know. Email me. I check my email pretty often. No, I don't want to make that.
Ricardo is Brazilian. So. Very good.
Brazilian pride.
Yeah. The only good thing that came out of the country. Ricardo Villas.
I really gotta get shit on my inventory.
Oh fuck, my computer is overheating. It's burning hot right now.
Do you not put any hard surface beneath it? Or do you just lay it on the bed?
I had it on a pillow, and then I just tried to put it on my lap, but then it like...
Why? Fucking retard! You're not supposed to put it on a pillow! You're literally gonna heat your computer more! A hard surface!
I don't have any fucking hard surfaces.
Is a pillow a hard surface? Just answer me that.
No.
It'd be better to put your computer on your bed than a pillow.
Put it on the floor. Your floor is a hard surface.
Okay, it's on the I don't want to sit on the
Do you
floor.
Not have a desk?
No, I don't. You've seen my room before.
Sit on the floor and throw the blankets on the floor and sit there like Sophia does.
No. Might as well have it on your lap.
I do have it on my lap now.
Alright.
Has it on a pillow. How do I get your email, Lil? It's ltcorbusbusiness@gmail.com. I have it in my about section on YouTube. You should really do your intel, my guy. That's your job.
Wait.
You gotta start, you know, annoying people more. If you want to get anything done. That's how I did it. That's how I interviewed people. I just hit them up on Twitter. A lot. How's shit even coming through these pipes?
I just
need to get rid of them.
Mega on Joe Rogan. He tweets, you message him instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey.
Hey, you there? Yo, you there, Joe? He's like, fuck. God damn it. She knows I'm online. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. You annoy people really badly. Until they just can't not ignore you. Right. So,
Greta is a robot? No, she's not. She's a kid. It's...
Why?
It's like playing,
God damn it, man.
Kinda.
I'm gonna shit my pants.
People say Sophia doesn't mean anything. She's
oh my god. Right. This is enraging my autism right now. I have too many things to focus on. It's pissing me off. Stop it, you skeleton cunt! I just wanna make machines! I don't have time to we should really turn the monsters off. This is not therapeutic.
Yeah. Peaceful mode always.
I can't handle it anymore. I'm gonna have a mental breakdown.
The monsters in Minecraft are giving me anxiety. No joke.
Yeah. Christina has the worst anxiety out of all of us, I think. I've been able to, manage it more, just because I've been forced. Well, not forced, but, I know I have to make appearances. Like, that's something that I have to do, so I got used to it out of necessity. Because it's like, who's going to pass up an opportunity to go on Alex Jones? Like, come on.
Oh,
you fucking skeleton cunt! I'm going to rape your entire family.
My anxiety is not so much as like
I feel like PewDiePie
online. I think being online is like alright.
Yeah, I have. Is Asperger's considered mental illness? So I have like Asperger's and anxiety. Or is it like a mental condition? Just a special little condition. I'm special. I'm just gonna dump my diarrhea in here. For the time being, just get out of my inventory.
You don't need to bait us to say faggot. We can just say
it. Yeah, we just say it, dude.
Faggot. Wait, it's not a big deal, man.
She's gotta learn that what she's saying is not funny, and she's just really gotta learn. It's literally daytime! Where are you coming from?
Oh yeah, but like my anxiety is more like talking to people like 101 or like calls that are not Discord calls give me real bad anxiety.
Yeah. I don't know how to place this in a way that it's not gonna fuck up.
Like when I play fucking Fallout, I always have my camera like backed up.
There we go.
So I see my character in third person view. Because if I see it as if it was me, I just freak out.
I go back and forth in first person and third person just because I'm like spastic.
But first person.
I can do first person when it's like shooting. That's alright. But when it's like animals or birds
when it's
or
shooting.
Creatures, yeah, I can like.
Christina likes to shoot long range.
Yeah, I like to shoot. You're not safe. But I just can't when it's like bugs or like creatures attacking me. I just freak out. It's like, or even people attacking me, I freak out. It has to be like far away from me. Or it has to be third person view. I cannot do it.
Hey, it's the toughest kid on the planet. What's up, so? Do I look tough to you? I'm like 95 pounds. That's what I don't get. Like, all the people saying, yeah, you know, she could really hurt Susan. Like, look at me. A fart. Susan could fart and I would die. Susan could fart on me and I would, like, be knocked over by, like, a huge gust of wind. Probably. That's the reality of my situation. What are you talking about? Anyways, I have to sort my shit. I have too much shit.
Everybody experience that shit? Yeah, that's what I thought too, until I found out it didn't.
Yeah.
Like, it's like all my life I've been... Okay, all my life I've been eating paper. Alright?
What?
Like, what? I zoned out and then came back in. All my life I've been eating paper. What the fuck is going on right now?
I eat paper, I eat pencils. I have some... I eat things that are derived from wood.
Wait, so I didn't miss something. You're just actually saying that right now?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I did that all my life. And I always assumed everybody else did it as well. And then, literally, I just went into a call with Sophia and I was like, Sophia, you eat paper too, right? And she's like, no, what the fuck? I don't eat lead. Lead isn't derived from wood. It's shit that's derived from wood.
Wood, not wood.
Wood. It's my food. I say it how I want.
I mean, I told her that there's like toxic shit in paper.
Well, whatever.
Hey, so if some guy on YouTube that goes in your school is defending you, acknowledge it. Yeah, I saw that video. That guy's cool.
I did that all the time. I always ate wood and like from pencils or like paper. And I always assumed that everybody did it as well. And when I found out they didn't, I got like very... just very fucked up about it. And then I found out it is actually a proper disease. I think it's called xylophagia. You can search that up if you want. It's a real thing.
Why do you have so many diseases?
I don't know. My mom dropped me on my head when I was 6 months old.
I don't think that makes you eat paper, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I got dropped on my head as well. But it happened, like, on the second, like, a day after I was born. So my head was, like, squishy anyways. My dad dropped me, and it was just, like...
Wait, how did your dad drop
me? I don't know, he's probably just being my dad, you know? My dad's a goofy guy.
Dad dropped me as well.
Nobody dropped me when I was a baby.
That's crazy.
Victor was dropped as a baby as well.
Well, actually, I don't know if anybody dropped me as... I'm gonna have to go ask.
Go ask your parents. Hey, have you ever
dropped me? Oh, shoot, I'm streaming. We might have to relocate.
If you eat toilet paper, it would save so much bathroom time. How so? That doesn't make any sense.
I'm gonna go ask if I was ever dropped when I was a baby, okay?
Go ask it.
Alright, well then, okay, I'll pause the stream.
Just pause and like maybe move to this
thing. Yeah. We're doing like repair stuff.
Alright.